Hey guys, thanks for coming into my little blog here to check this out. In this post, I am going to focus on a best practice example of an interview. Now, this is an example that I've used all over the world with clients, and I've talked about this on stage at Radio Days in Europe and the NAB and the RTNDA and different conferences here in the US. So let me set this up. A few years ago, a mid-level movie director in Los Angeles by the name of Tony Scott decided to end it all. So he finds the one tall bridge that we have in Los Angeles. And as anyone knows who's been anywhere near a radio or TV or the press or the internet when there's a high-profile suicide in the news, all media flocks to psychology when this happens, right? So it's all about how do you know and what are the signs and how do you help someone who might not be asking for help and how do you get help yourself, et cetera. So Peter Tilden, who's a talk show host at KABC Radio in Los Angeles, decides to go a different direction. He tells his producer, hey, while everyone else is looking for the best psychologist, how about if we find somebody who tried to commit suicide and they missed and they're still alive, they survived? And his producer goes off to do that. So then Peter thinks about it, and about 5 minutes later, he calls his producer back, and he goes, no, wait. That's not what I want. What I want is somebody who jumped off a bridge and survived. And so his producer probably rolls his eyes and goes off. And here's the thing, within 1 minute, finds a guy who didn't just jump off a bridge. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, the mother of all bridges for suicide, and survived. So in this clip, you'll hear Peter is on a mission to get to this guy's story as fast as possible. There's almost no greeting. There's very little setup. I think there was one line of intro that came right before the clip that we're about to hear. He just gets right to the guy's story. The second thing is Peter is navigating this guy through his own story. Peter knows that this guy is not a trained professional and telling stories and being on a radio. So rather than a typical interview where, you know, it's question, 2 minutes of answer, question, 2 minutes of answer, listen to how the rhythm goes the way Peter takes us through this guy's story. Here we go.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
You're one of 33 Golden Gate Bridge jump survivors. Is that number still correct?
That number is correct.
And less than 2% of the people who have survived the jump have even regained full mobility. Are you 100%?
I'm 100%. I just get a lot of back pain.
So you drove to the bridge by yourself?
Actually, I took a bus there.
Wow. So the bus stops. You get off at the Golden Gate Bridge.
And I walked toward the span of the bridge. I walked on the span of the bridge probably for anywhere between 30 and 40 minutes, crying, sobbing tears, waterfalls out of my eyes. And this woman approached me. And I thought that she was going to ask me if I was okay. I thought she was going to be my savior. And instead she said in some kind of European accent, will you take my picture?
So is that the moment when you went right after the photo?
Right after the photo, she walked away. I thought nobody cared, and I threw myself over the rail.
So then what happens?
In a millisecond of free fall, I said, what have I just done?
And how long did it feel like an eternity till you hit the water?
Oh, gosh. It was so fast. What happens is you are shocked into reality. You realize that you didn't want to die, but now you're going to, and there's nothing you can do to turn it back. And falling head first, I said to myself, you better flip your head around or you are going to die. I threw my head back with the velocity that I fell, 75 miles an hour, 220-foot plunge, 25 stories, and I hit the water like a ton of bricks. And when you fall that far and you hit water, it's like hitting a brick wall.
So hopefully you were able to hear those two things that I was talking about before I played the clip. First, how quickly Peter got into this, how simple the intro was. And then second, how fast this goes, how Peter just really kind of walks this guy through his own story. Now, the third takeaway, and actually the pretty big one, is this. His producer was able to find this guy in less than a minute because the guy wrote a book. So Peter tells his producer, hey, go find somebody who jumped off a bridge. And his producer goes and Googles it. And according to Google, in 1/30,000th of a second, this result comes up and they call him and they make contact and they agree to do the interview. But here's the thing. The guy wrote a book, but you never hear about that in the interview. And you certainly don't hear about it in the intro. So many interviews and radio shows and podcasts will mention a book first if there's an author. You should almost never mention the book first. Just get into the person's story, what happened to them or what they did, And then at the end, make it like, oh, hey, by the way, didn't you write a book? Can we go to Amazon? And you wrote a book, right? Which is exactly the way Peter did it in this interview. And that's the way to do it. It's so much bigger and so much more interesting when you mention the book last. So the next time you do an interview in a radio show or a podcast, keep these three things in mind. And thank you so much for checking out my blog.